Hi, baddies. This is Nicole talking. I just want to let you know that we once again had to split our Love is Blind recap into two parts. For this recap of episode 10 and 11, this is part two. So if you have not listened to part one or watched part one, please stop, pause, save this for later, and listen and or watch part two. It is in the same feed or YouTube playlist as this one. That's all. Thanks.
So yeah, that's how they leave things. Jeremy was like, everyone can feel the tension between us. Can just for today, can we set it aside? Laura's like, where are your priorities? Why do you care?
She's like, you just broke up with your fiance.
Yeah, she was like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, again, I'm just like, who did Jeremy think he was in a relationship? I'm like, appealing to her in this way? Like, if you were going to try to get on her good side, you would have to be like, I don't want to ruin your day. Like, what can I do to try to make this a better day for you? Leave. Right, which would be leave. But he's like, I don't want to make it awkward for everybody else. Like, let's just not have to. I'm like, when I say Laura don't care about none of this shit, she don't care, bruh.
Jeremy really cares what other people think about him.
He does.
Like, that, it's so obvious. So in the end, he's on the outs. Sarah Ann, she walks back from her whole conversation with AD, and, you know, she's just like, I don't think my message was bad. And she's like, do you think it was bad? Why are you asking the dumbass who got dumped on national television and outed for lying if he thinks it was bad? Obviously, his judgment ain't great.
The engaged man who was out with you until 5 a.m., you think he's going to be the one to have clarity around what is or isn't appropriate?
You are the blind leading the blind at the time.
Like, yo, what is going
now
on?
Now we're going into the us against them mentality, and it's like everyone, the amount of times people looked at them and said, that looks crazy.
Shout out to my girl Alejandra, who, or Alexandra. I wish we had more time with her, but when she looked over, she's like, no. That don't even look right. Mm-mm. That looks crazy.
It's like, and deserved. So, and then Sarah Ann gets so hopped up. She turns, looks dead in the camera, at least one of the cameras. It wasn't our camera, but she looks at the camera and she's like, and I'm not sorry. And it's like,
I'm just like, yo, like, you could have been like, I know us being out till 5 a.m. wasn't right, but we weren't doing anything. And, like, I apologize for, like, how it looked. But, no, it's like they both keep doubling down more.
So, again, I would not be shocked if they get married and have kids. Just doubling all the way down. But, anyways.
Especially based on this jet ski ride.
They actually looked wild. The maniacal laughing to overcompensating.
Right.
Overcompensating. They could have stuck their tail between their legs and gone home. They were like, nah, we're gonna pretend we're having a good time and no one can ruin it. And it's like, that's why you look wild. Because you have no shame.
No shame whatsoever. No shame.
You don't know when to be shamed and shameful.
Literally.
But okay, Miss Accountability, when it comes to abortion.
And Jeremy literally looked the happiest he's looked in this entire thing.
He ain't happy. When he was laughing and smiling, I was like, he's dead inside.
He is. Because he also, I'm like, let's be real. He chose Laura because he felt like Laura was mature enough for them to try to have, like, a semi-healthy adult relationship, and he could tell that Sarah Ann was a bit more immature, and like their likelihood of having a long, healthy-ish relationship was unlikely. And I'm like, and this whole situation clearly shows of how immature they both are.
He had to go back to his default. Like,
he did. And here she's like, sure, let's just be out till 5 a.m. together. Like, girl,
Whatever.
you know that don't look right. This man got a whole fiance waiting in the house. This does not look right.
In case you missed it, I got to talk to Sabaya Broderick this week about the penultimate episode of The Traitors, and she also talked a little bit about her thoughts of Love is Blind. So here are her thoughts on Jeremy and Laura's relationship.
Don't you
Well,
like watching them work out their issues? Like, I mean, the train wreck of the season obviously is Jimmy and Chelsea,
there's so many train wrecks. So many.
but to that, like, for our, for, I mean, Jeremy and Laura, I mean, are
Love.
we even recounting them? Like,
Absolutely.
that shouldn't have even happened. Like,
I know.
Jer yeah, like Jeremy, he messed up and he realized it too late, and so all of this is just the aftermath of him knowing that he made a mistake. He should have picked Sarah Ann from the jump. And that was really a harsh cutoff, too. Like, it was so impersonal.
But she
I
took
don't.
it like okay. She took that
See,
on
I feel like it's because their personalities are so same
the chin.
that when they deal with emotion, you get the, this is fine. Okay. No problem. Hey, catch you later. You know, making a joke about it, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Similar to Chelsea's other guy, Trevor. He does
Trevor.
that too. It's a deflection. You could tell he's really hurt
Oh,
talking to
yeah.
her, but he's gonna joke, he's gonna laugh, and so he's not crying. But yeah, like I feel like had Sarah Ann fought for him in that talk, it would have went different. But she was just retracted. She was caught off guard, and she played the ego card instead of playing the emotional card, and she ended up messing herself over and sliding in the DMs, you knowing that she made a mistake. And if the door, hey, if the door is open, the door is open.
It
I know,
shouldn't
but
be.
the door is open regardless if it's her DM or somebody else's, because he was he I don't feel like he was
Yeah.
ever really committed to Laura to begin with.
Yeah.
I don't. I just don't. I didn't see it at all. The entire time, I was like, he's faking.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel bad for Laura though. I mean, I know like I said what I said about Sarah Ann and everything like that, but I feel bad for Laura. Like she nobody deserves to be brought on an emotional roller coaster of somebody that's unsure. It was really hard to watch that jet ski episode and they're just like laughing and freaking yeah. And she's like and she's over here like bawling. Like I mean,
She
holding it
was
together, holding it together, but inside I
crying.
know. Like you can tell. She was being strong.
Yes, she was absolutely being strong. She's just
Because.
like, you packed up my stuff.
Telltale sign. He's like, no, actually, I've already packed it up. Jeremiah. I don't even know that's his real name.
Renaming this man.
Was like, but I've been there. I've been in that type of mode where I know like hey this is it and like I don't care. You know what I'm saying? Like look, your stuff is packed. Like I've been at that stage before. But it happening so quick, it's like yeah, you picked the wrong girl, bro. Like we're like what a couple weeks later, like dude, come on. Come
Yeah,
on.
I agree. That's all we can say about them. We'll see them at the reunion, maybe.
Maybe.
We'll see them. They don't have shame. They're gonna show up. Anyways, here's Chelsea and Jimmy. Oh boy. We left off with Chelsea. Now we know martini drunk, very specific, questioning Jimmy. She's acting like she's Laura. And like Jimmy was out all night. He was out for an hour and a half for one drink. And they're going back and forth, back and forth. Oh, I'm skipping
Before they
ahead.
met his family, yeah.
My God. Okay, we have to go all the way back. All the way. Chelsea meets Jimmy's family. His mama looks at the ring and her mama said, "Purdy." I felt
Jimmy is a good
that.
old country boy.
I felt that in my soul,
Like
Purdy.
seeing his parents and his sister, I was like, oh,
Absolutely.
he country. Like
Like
they some country folks.
There is a world where actually Chelsea is the perfect fit for Jimmy because Chelsea is country as well.
She it, when they were with his parents and his sister, I was like, she is a good fit. Because honestly, when I think about Jessica being in that situation, I don't think his parents would have liked Jessica as much as they like Chelsea.
No, no. And we find out later from Jess, that was his biggest worry, was
yeah.
the meeting of the family. So that probably played a part. His mom asked about having kids and said that they're young. Chelsea's like, well, I'm 30. And it's like, Chelsea, like, you're still young. She said that she gravitated towards him because he has a close relationship with his family. And Chelsea lies to them, saying that they haven't had fights, but disagreements.
Right. Because Jimmy says even the fights that we've had, we worked through them. And she's like, no, they haven't been fights. They're like conversation. And this is where I was like, man,
then we can cool it on having sex. He said cool it on Netflix.
He called you clingy. And you lost your mind. These are not conversations, Chelsea.
They weren't. They really weren't. Like, ultimatums, leaving the house, everything. Kicking and screaming has been had. What do you mean you haven't had fights? But Jimmy says that he loves her and is thrilled to call her his. The mom said that she knows that they have a connection. She can seize it. Yeah. So, that went well. Later that night, we learned hours later, she's wine drunk or martini drunk.
Yeah.
She claims that he left after the crew left and he didn't invite her. He was like, that's a lie. I invited you. You were comfy, cozy, and didn't want to leave. She even agrees. She's like, I didn't want to leave.
I didn't want to go.
He had a birthday of his friends to go to, and she also agrees he wasn't gone very long, but she's very upset, and that's because Mackenzie, which we did get a glimpse of at the lake, I was like, who's Mackenzie?
I was like, who's Mackenzie? Who's Mackenzie?
This is like the first time I'm going to be like, can the pod squad break up? Can they actually not talk to each other? Because they seem to be doing more harm than good this season. Break it up.
Break it up.
Go back to your old friends. Like, what is happening? So she was like, well, Mackenzie said that she saw you with a girl, and I was so embarrassed. And it's like, Chelsea, that's on you. Like, what are you embarrassed for? What are you feeling ashamed for?
Mm-hmm. The meeting of the parents and that argument started to really show me that both Chelsea and Jimmy are more invested how other people perceive their relationship than how they're actually experiencing their relationship.
Yes.
Because with his family, they both tried to make their relationship seem much less toxic than it actually is. And I would say even with their friends, like they talked about the stuff, but not as like in depth. You know, and it's like, and again, it's like, you realize that, like, she was cool with him going out. She didn't want to go out. It was literally that someone else from the pods saw him with his friends and some women, potentially, and that made her uncomfortable because of the optics of it.
Yeah.
So I'm like, did you not care? Or do you care because you think someone else might judge you?
Yes. Yes. And he keeps saying, like, this should not be a big deal. She accuses him of lying in the pods about being a homebody. She's like, you be going out. He's like, this is the first time in, like, a minute. Right. Then she asks who he was with while he was out. Because I think Chelsea was stepping outside of herself a little bit and was like, he's making it seem like I'm tripping over nothing. Mm-hmm. He was out for an hour and a half. Blah, 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 but I need to let it be known why I'm really tripping. And then she crosses a boundary in their relationship because she was like, who are you out with? He's looking at her like, wow, so we're going to do this. She basically reveals that he was out with his girlfriends who he texts and call all the freaking time. And then she was like, and I know you fucked her. So no, I'm not okay with this friendship. And he's like, wow, I asked you not to talk about that on camera. They both say they don't want to be together. But then, of course, Chelsea really thinks it kills me. Every time afterwards, she realizes, like, oh, Jimmy is fed up with her. She will try to mope and puppy dog face her way back into him. And it's like, it barely works. Like, she has to grovel to get Jimmy back. But yeah, what did you think of her crossing this boundary?
I was over it, honestly, because it was like even like leading up to that point, it was clear she was just trying to fish for him to say something that would validate why she was angry or upset, and he wasn't giving her anything. And so then she's like, "Oh, well, you had sex with your friend, and you know that's why I'm uncomfortable." And it's like, but up until now, what we've seen is you've told him that you were okay with him having best friends who are women because your ex is your or your best friend is your ex, who I'm assuming you probably slept with.
And Jimmy even says the first time they got back to Charlotte, she FaceTimed him or something. But I think that was like the only time they spoke. She's like, you're talking to these girls every day.
Right. Yeah, I think here's my thing. It's like it seems like Chelsea doesn't know how to have a conversation about something without it being a full-blown issue. Because I'm like, if when she found out that he had slept with one of his really close friends and she was no longer comfortable with how frequently they were talking to each other, she could have just been like, "Hey, I know at first I said I was cool with it, but honestly, I have some insecurities around it." But instead, she tried to start an argument and then use that as a justification for why she was feeling what she was feeling. And I'm like, that's not cool because you put this man's business on Front Street. And honestly, his thing was like, his friend probably didn't want people to know that
No.
about their dynamic.
He said, now, Jimmy could have tried to play it off because we don't know who the friend is.
Yeah, we don't know which one it is. It
But
was two.
he made it a tiny bit worse by being like, I asked you not to say anything. She was on camera. And it's like, well, now we know one of these girlies. And
Yes.
so many people were like, it's kind of obvious which one.
Everybody thinks it's the blonde, right?
I think everyone thinks it's the brunette.
Oh.
I guess we really don't know. I guess
You
it's really
really
not
don't.
that obvious.
It's
Not
really not.
obvious.
Yeah, it's one of the two.
Yeah, it's one of the two, which we
Yeah.
would not know if Jimmy did not follow that
Literally. It's like Chelsea's just so insecure, and
up.
this whole thing just makes her so insecure, everything about it. And it's like at this point, it's draining on Jimmy. It's draining on us. I'm sure it's draining for her. And at this point, I don't understand why they keep trying to make it work. So in
Here's
that
my thing.
argument, I thought they were done.
I thought they were done too. Here's my thing. I'm starting to really side-eye Jimmy and all of this too, and the part he's playing in this. Because when they're not fighting, the way he talks about their relationship, like you said, it's giving Delulu. It's giving, like, really. And I'm like, how much do you mean this stuff? And then on top of that, when he's arguing with her, he repeatedly sets her up. He's like, just you haven't asked for me to cut her off.
Yeah, that part.
And then he's like, I'm not willing. And he just storms off. And it's like, you're an asshole.
Right. Why did you tell that girl to just name that she was uncomfortable with it?
Wanted to embarrass her and humiliate her further.
He did.
If you're not interested in Chelsea, just break it off. You don't have to. She's literally being tortured. She tortures herself, and then
Literally.
you not actually giving her reassurance, which she's so thirsty for. And it shouldn't be that hard to affirm your fiance, but since you're acting like it's a whole freaking chore, you've already embarrassed her saying you didn't want to like have sex with her and that she initiated. Just break up with her, Jimmy. Like, are you a liar? Like, what's happening?
They both need one. Somebody needs to cut the cord because it's like this is too much. Like
It's too.
they're constantly getting in arguments all the time. But again, it's like when they get in front of other people, they want to act like everything's perfect.
I think Chelsea's actually a little bit more honest, because let's talk
she
about
is.
The lake.
She's always the one to bring up the bad stuff.
Let's talk about the, well, before we can get to the lake, we have to talk about them and their conversation after the blow up, because Chelsea, she slowly walks her inch, looking so sad and mopey. Jimmy's just sitting on the couch. So Jimmy says he was optimistic and saw her as his wife, but after her actions that night, he can't trust her judgment. And he went on a 4-mile walk to collect his thoughts. I want to be like Jimmy with who? I just don't trust Jimmy at this point. Like,
I don't know if I don't trust his actions per se. Like, I don't think him and that girl still doing anything, you know?
But it's like, how is she so important to you still that she had to be the friend on camera? Why were you guys willing to risk that if that could have been the issue of, like, her reputation being ruined? Now, I will admit, my perspective on Jimmy has changed after I listened to Jess' interview on Vile Files. She has been on Vile Files twice, and she has said some very interesting things about Jimmy. One, she was like, yeah, Jimmy brought up those friends in the pods, and I already had red flags by how he was talking about them. I figured he hooked up with one of them, and that was also a deal breaker for me.
Here's my thing. As a queer, I think sometimes it's hard for me to be so, because I think there's often double standards, because a lot of queers will hook up with somebody or have previously dated someone, they end whatever that is, and then they form a close bond afterwards. And then people will be like, this is my ex. This is my close. I've brought people around that I've slept with around my new romantic partner, right? Someone who I want to be very serious with. I think the thing is like, to me, if he's being upfront about that relationship, then the person he's engaging with gets to determine how they want or if he's the right fit for them, right? Because I'm just like, if they did whatever they did and they've been friends after this, I don't think it's fair to come in and be like, well, I'm the new woman in his life, so you need to get gone. If you haven't seen anything where there are red flags in their relationships,
is it get on or just set up more boundaries? Because you're talking to her every day.
Yeah, but I think my thing is, like, it didn't seem like Chelsea set the boundary first. It seems like she was acting, going along to get along, but the whole time was insecure and then hit a breaking point.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, girl, my thing about I respect with Jess is like, that wasn't going to fly if I was his. Jess would have made it clear from the beginning. Just how she made it clear about the Instagram thing, you know, she would have made it clear, which I think was maybe the issue between Chelsea and Jimmy, is like, Chelsea never said anything about it and then just bust out on camera.
But I also think that's why Jimmy picked her, because he makes it very clear Jess is very different from all the girls. He's used to having a girl that he can walk over a little bit.
Ooh.
Jess was not going to play with that. And I don't trust Jimmy, yo. I really don't. I think the men this season are trash. Like, just in general, it's bad out here. I wrote about it for Collider. I'll put that link below of why, in comparison, this season's so bad. But, like, if we're going to talk about Clay talking so much about his parental marriage trauma and whether or not he's prepping his woman to be betrayed, I feel like we got to side-eye Jimmy a little bit of, like, what is he prepping the women in his life for, that, like, these women are such a big part. You met them 2 years ago, my boy.
Yeah.
You don't have any other good friends? Like, what is going on? Another thing, I think it's very interesting that Jess is actually really good friends with Chelsea and was, like, supportive. We could kind of see it a little bit when he's talking with Jimmy. She was like, don't don't hurt Chelsea. I'm talking as like her friend instead of your ex. Another thing she brought up, which is, this is very Charlotte. We are once again deep into the season of the culture. She was like, I also don't believe Jimmy when he said he was a homebody based on where he lived. Because she was like, when Jimmy said where he lived, it's the poppin' place. Like, you are going out if you live there. She has a kid. She was like, that's interesting. And he was like, no, but I really stay at home. So I think Jess is very supportive of Chelsea for her insecurities when it comes to Jimmy, and also is questioning if things line up with him.
I mean, but Jimmy did tell Jess he likes to go out to wine bars and lounges, and he likes to get home at a reasonable hour, which is what we saw him do with Chelsea. So, okay. I do think he does like to go out to things, but I do think he's the type of, you know, it's like Jarrett and Ayana from that season. Like, Jarrett was out till 2 a.m. Jarrett was on some Jeremy-ish, right? Like, but I'm like, I do think Jimmy probably does go out, but he's more the type he'll go out, have a drink or two, and he goes back home.
Maybe. Yeah. Very wild. So, he said he felt betrayed by Chelsea for outing this. And he is also hurt that Chelsea even said that he didn't love her. Okay, at this point, though, my dude, if your actions doesn't make someone feel loved, like, what can Chelsea do? None of your actions to her feels like, and I think that's something else. It's like, Jimmy will be like, oh, I said I loved you twice today, and da-da-da, and stuff. But it's still a red flag if your fiancé is still questioning, instead of being like, I'm punishing you because you said that shit. It's not like, let's investigate a little of why you feel like I don't love you.
I honestly think both of these people are not into each other. They are both not into each other, and they're realizing how uninto it they each are.
I wanted to talk about how Jimmy and Chelsea, like, even though their stuff is train wrecks, and Chelsea is so manipulative emotionally. She needs to work on that. Like, she's cries to get her way type of kid. Like, she gives youngest sibling vibes. No offense if that's you, but she gives, like, baby of the group vibes. Yeah. And Jimmy, he falls for it because he loves her. But the amount of reassurance that she needs from him is really, like, it's distasteful. It's so, like, pick-me vibes. I hate it.
I think he doesn't actually give her that much reassurance, though, because that's why she's acting this way.
I mean, but how much do you need? Like, realistically, like, he, and one of my friends, Cindy, she has a show on Instagram, like, where she talks, and she kind of brought this up on her show. She was like, basically, like, Chelsea in the pods, she was acting like she was a go-with-the-flow kind of girl.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? She was sending this emotion. She's telling him that, oh, yeah, I'm Megan Fox with a beer in my hand. You know what I'm saying? Giving him that type of vibe. That's what he's expecting. And he gets out in the real world, and now you're like this uptight kind of person that only wants him to yourself, which is fine. But lead with that. You know, don't set the trap and then close it. And now you have his heart, and now you're being a bitch all the time. It's like, dude, like, he left the house for an hour and a half, got one beer for a good friend's birthday.
A friend that he has a past with.
That's true, but she should have vocalized that was a done deal before that moment. You know what I'm saying? Like, I have friends that I've had past with that I don't hang out with because it's out of respect for my relationship. It's not an unheard of situation, but I've communicated with the boundaries. You know what I'm saying? That, like, my partner. So I feel like her throwing that in his face in an argument is messed up.
It is messed up. But also, Jimmy, he sets up Chelsea all the time for some kind of embarrassment. Because why did this man, while they're arguing, he says, you never asked. You never asked for me to not talk to her. You should ask. If you did it, I'll ask. He says, if you ask,
that's true.
And then he's sitting there like, no, it's like you wanted to embarrass her.
No, in the moment, it's a no. Because, okay, so I understand where you're coming from. First of all, you're like what you're saying is 100% valid,
Yeah.
but just from like going through therapy with people like that, like through toxic relationships and stuff like that, the moment of the boundary can't happen in an argument. It needs to happen when we're cool and we're chilling and we're on the same page and da da da. Chelsea sets her boundaries in emotionally heightened situations, and that's not fair. So he's saying no, not because he cares about this person so much that he's willing to fumble Chelsea. It's because you waited until I was mad. You waited until it was an ultimatum and you had a vendetta to set a boundary. That's a red flag. So hell no, I ain't going for it. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, like that's not, I'm not about to be manipulated into not having friends. You know what I'm saying? But if we want to set boundaries about who's cool to have a beer with, who's not cool, you know what I'm saying? That's a different set discussion. But you're not about to emotionally manipulate me into feeling bad for going out to do something that the intentions were completely pure. That's not fair. So, but I understand what you're saying though. No, not no hanging out with exes that you know you smash and everything like that. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying that the way Chelsea went about it, she had her own vendetta as well.
Yes, she did. She did.
And men don't think like women. He's like, I'm not even looking at her. I'm here for my friend. What's the issue? If I can be mature and if she's not being disrespectful, what's the problem? Females, we don't want you there, period. You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't even want the idea to even happen, whatever. But you gotta trust. He said that too. He was like,
Yes, he
you
did.
gotta trust me. You gotta trust that I love you more than these girls. I mean, shoot, he gave up Jess for her. Like, clearly, looks is not necessarily his only ticker. You know what I'm saying? No offense. Like, Chelsea is beautiful. But as far as like the archetype and everything that people like the Kardashian and everything like that, he clearly saw through that. He could have slipped back. He could have then cheated. You know what I'm saying? Like, what in the world? You just met his mom and
It's wild that
yeah. Oh.
that happened out
Yeah. I'm like, you just met his mom today. How much reassurance do you need? No one meets my family. No
loud.
one. Like, I love those people. And you could tell that Jimmy. Those people to him, I don't even think he said two words the whole discussion besides him emoting about Chelsea. He was just smiling. He was just happy to be here. You know, like those are his people. Like, come on, Chelsea.
Come
That's all
on,
I'll say. Come
Chelsea.
on, Chelsea. Like, ugh, that was hard. That was hard to watch. I was like, and then when he's at his end, she's like, don't leave. I'm like,
Know.
girl.
She's gonna grovel back, and she always ends up being the one apologizing, but
Ooh.
then she'll always say, "But it's both of us. But it's both."
Right, but at the same time, it's like I feel like it's more Chelsea than Jimmy. No offense. I feel like it's more Chelsea than Jimmy. I feel like if Chelsea would get out of her own way emotionally a little bit, enough to just have conversations that are uncomfortable before the issues come up. Like, hey, I'm a little bit anal about this. Hey, I'm good. This is what I need from you. This, and it's not, this is what you're not doing. So this is what I need from you. It's, hey, this is me 24/7, 365. This is what Chelsea needs.
She needs a little clay in her to be able to speak
Yes,
that.
exactly. That's what Clay gives AD that Chelsea does not give Bimmy, that transparency. It's like, I don't know if you're gonna like this. This could be the reason we break up, but here we go. You know, like if you love me, you'll be here at the end of the conversation.
And they're constantly, because I'm like, Chelsea, you feel so insecure because I don't think you like Jimmy either. I think you're having reservations, wishing maybe you would have chosen Trevor. And when she sees Trevor for the first time, she's like, oh, he's beefy. I don't know how many times this girl said beefy. Like, he's
Hey,
beef,
but I don't know. I know I switched up on Trevor, but I'm kind of switching back.
Yeah, I've learned too much now. I'm like, see, this is what happened when you try to stand for a man. They will embarrass you every
I'll
time,
never stand for a
disappoint
man.
you.
Never. But he's weird. He's so weird in this conversation with her because first of all, I guess he still wears the bracelet of when you touch the other person. And she was like, oh, I have mine too. I see you have yours. And he's like, yeah, maybe you should put yours on. And it's like, oh, Jenny, I'm thinking of your, and it's like, that's weird. What are you doing?
Here's the thing. Chelsea, hook, line, and sinker. Like, she took she took the bait. When he said when he still wore the bracelet, she should have just been like, that's cute. And never said any, never validated him.
I don't think she validated. She was just like, oh, I still have it. It's like a keepsake. It's just like, oh, that happened, but I'm not going to wear it. Like, what? And then Trevor is so wild because he was just like, oh, if it was still me who came first, like, would it have been me? And Chelsea was like, no, because me and Jimmy had a very specific conversation. And he's like, but you also say that because you have to be a good person. Okay, Trevor, do you just say things so you can seem like a good person? Like, what are we doing here?
Literally. Literally.
I was like, he out of pocket. And Trevor was very gracious to him.
Yeah, it felt like he really wanted to. He had a certain narrative in his head, and no matter what Chelsea said, he was going to use it to affirm the narrative in his head.
He also had this weird moment where he was like, did they tell you that I bawled my eyes out? And she was like, oh, yeah, like, sorry about that. And then his demeanor completely changed. And I feel like it was like, he was like, no, it was a learning experience. Then why did you bring it up?
Literally.
Like, what are we doing here? Oh, my God.
Toxic.
So toxic. So anyways, Jimmy, he comes up. He kisses Chelsea on the cheek. Trevor has to make it weird. He's like, I want to kiss. And then he pushes it. So then Jimmy actually kisses him on the cheek. And this is why I'm like, everyone needs to be separated. Everyone needs to pretend like they never met each other because you all are weird. Y'all are being weird together.
I'm like, Jimmy, it seemed like you don't be kissing Chelsea no other time, but now you want to give her a little kiss cheek.
Look, should these three be on couple to throuple?
Probably, because this is team too much for me.
A plug for the recaps that we did, couple to throuple on Peacock. The whole show has already been out. I missed that show already. But yeah, this was really weird. But yeah, another little tiff that Chelsea, I can't believe it got so uncomfortable.
Chelsea, another iteration of the delusion between this couple.
Delulu. Because even Chelsea goes back and forth of what she meant by saying that. Because Chelsea's like, oh, Amy and Johnny, our strongest couple, which shade to AD and Clay.
but she ain't wrong.
She ain't wrong. But yeah, so she's like, oh, our strongest couple. Jimmy's like, hey. And maybe at first he's playing, but then it, because they're so not good, it just starts escalating. He's like, oh, that hurts my feelings. He's like, no, it's okay. And she's just like, I wouldn't have meant it, but also they are the strongest couple. It's like, Chelsea.
Chelsea's like, I didn't mean it, but I meant it, but I didn't mean it. I didn't mean for it to hurt your feelings, but I thought we were in alignment that this is the truth.
Like, obviously, who I said it to, Trevor, she's like, of course I didn't mean it, but I meant it. Like,
period. Like, I'm not trying to down our relationship to my ex, but we do know that they're the strongest couple, right?
She's like, I'm in the hole, I'm out the hole. I'm in the hole, digging deeper, and I'm out the hole.
Oh my gosh. I think for me, I was just like, Jimmy, what? Are you okay, my dude? Like,
if you
think y'all are the strongest couple? And then she's like, you know, we're right there. And I was like, y'all ain't right nowhere.
And he said, by default? And it's like, what's the default? Because, again, AD and Clay still exist.
Right. And I'm like, okay, if we actually had to rank these couples, it would definitely be Johnny and Amy.
Okay.
I think Clay and AD next.
Really?
Then it would be Jimmy and Chelsea, you know, and then Jeremy and Laura have already
ended. I will say Clay has not so far disrespected AD in the way Jimmy goes for Chelsea.
That part. I'm like, in Clay and AD's conversations, he is very anxious about something, but in no way does he put down AD. Mm-hmm. He's never given that indication about anything. I'm like,
which isn't crumbs, but that makes me root for them.
Right. And AD has never been like, I want more affection or I need more validation. She's
time. Quality yes. time.
She's like, I need time.
Yeah.
Nigga, you need to come home, please. Thank yeah. you. But like, she's not like, you need to affirm me more. I need more kisses. I need more hugs. Mm-hmm. It's like, literally, we need to be intentional about our time because we're both busy people.
Yeah. Capitalism. The thing that's getting between them is capitalism.
But they're both young capitalista. You know, because it's like, when AD said, I dream of being a landlord, I was like,
no,
ma'am.
Just because we participate in the thing that is, you know, a burden to us doesn't mean that they're still, you know, not being torn apart by capitalism.
I'm like, of course they are, but I was just like, girl, dream bigger. Have actual dreams. Dreams of being a landlord?
Dreams of being a landlord, and he already has Airbnbs. They're meant to be.
Which I want to see Clay's business plans. Because I'm just like, what is this business model? When we say we rent apartments, what does that mean?
I don't know. So many things are sketchy about the real estate business nowadays.
Truly.
So wild. Anyway, what is there more to say? I mean, I don't have much more to say about Jimmy's talk with Jess, quite honestly. I'm so over Jess.
I do want to point out.
Okay.
Laura has a lot of feelings about
yep.
Sarah Ann pursuing her man.
Yep.
When Jessica is confiding her that she's still pining after someone else's fiance.
You know what? I do have things to say about Jess. I changed my mind once I heard that and looked at this photo. First of all, Jess doesn't seem like she knows where she's at, but she kind of admits to that later. She's like, I'm kind of a little bit all over the place, because she walks up, she's like, oh my god, I'm so nervous. Jimmy's there, he gives her the side hug. She said, not a church hug. What do you want him to do?
That part.
And yet she then later was like, well, I practiced giving you a handshake, so what's the problem? Because I think the side hug is more friendly of like, I actually got to know you, than a handshake. I feel like you would have been offended by a handshake.
But that's the thing, is like, she's trying to act like she's playing it cool, but then she's also trying to be like, I really like you.
She's like, oh my god, where is he? It felt very grade school.
It is, especially since he's engaged to someone else who's here at this party.
Yeah, but then she later is like, Chelsea's my girl and you need to be good to her. And it's just like, we get it. You're going to be on Perfect Match. Like,
but even the way she set up that sentence, she was like, I want you.
Exactly.
To be good to my girl.
She knows what to do in for reality.
She do.
She's like, this is going to be clipped into a trailer. The girlies are going to be talking about me. And then they're going to get mad. They're going to get hype. And then they're going to be like, oh, but she's nice. And then she addressed everything that she was saying about herself, is like, oh, you need an EpiPen. She was like, yeah, I was gassing myself up. I will say, Alicia, who has been my co-host on The Cruel Summer season 2, she texted me and she's like, the way these white girls are using AAVE this season, I didn't notice much, but then when I got to there, I was like, I'm not surprised. It's Jess, honestly.
Jess and Laura.
Yeah, I heard Chelsea say something this episode right. too that was a little
right.
Like, yeah, I'm just like, I'm not surprised. It's right. Difficult.
It's like, none of y'all have enough black friends to even be using this lingo, but thank you.
No, not enough for me. AD is not enough for me. but yeah, and then Jess was like, oh, I'm the one who needed an EpiPen. It's like,
over Jimmy?
I don't believe you. And again, it's all the voice, like, because she even said on Vile Files, like you said, she was like, if you close your eyes, Jimmy got that deep voice. And she said, and everyone was into Jimmy at the beginning.
It's that voice.
I'm like, damn.
Thank
I hope. You know what? How messy would it be if a guy came in with, like, a voice changer?
Period. Wow. I mean,
Love is Blind, hire an actor to take that L for you. I don't know.
Right.
Yeah. So that was indeed part of it. Yeah, she just could not pick a side. Laura, yeah, is still her friend. So there's that. Chelsea's her friend. So there's that.
Are they really close, though? Okay.
Yeah. I think we were, like, I think it's social media stuff that kind of let that out, that they're definitely friends and, like, kind of close. And, yeah, definitely in her interview, she was just like, yeah, I was always cool with Chelsea. I don't think they knew they were into the same man for a second, though. So
got it.
That's a part of it. So, yeah.
Got it.
Oh, my God. Anything else to say about Jess and the Jimmy of it all?
No, I'm just ready for Chelsea and Jimmy to be done. I'm tired. I'm over it.
Look, we never know what's going to happen because of where this left off. But, yeah, so in the end, Chelsea and Jimmy, they do a little ice sculpturing.
Mm-hmm.
They have a date at the roller coaster.
Carowinds. I was like, oh, my childhood.
Oh, I don't know it.
It's like an amusement park on the border between South Carolina and North Carolina.
Oh.
So, like, actually, as Chelsea and Jimmy are walking down and you see this, like, light blue line and dark blue line, that's, like, the state border. Yeah, it's, like, if you're in the Carolinas or, like, bordering states, you know,
yeah.
Carowinds.
Yeah, I feel like the South really love their borders because, like, Tennessee has a whole, like, 5 points.
It's the South. Think about it. They're all about it. I grew up in a small town of a population of, like, 200 to 500 people. My small town sits on 4 counties because of how the county lines are drawn. Uh-huh.
Why can't y'all draw maps? Like, what's going on?
Why don't we have sex ed in schools? I don't know. Why are they always underfunding the education system?
Too much to say. But we also can't, I guess we shouldn't skip that also Chelsea went with wedding dress shopping.
Yeah.
And she, her first one, because she was married before, was from Amazon. No shame. But yes. She actually gets a budget from Netflix this time.
Right. She didn't have to get a dress under $100.
Looking up.
Yeah.
Everything.
I did know her mom wasn't physically there. Her mom FaceTime in.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, okay. I don't know where her mom lives, but I was like, okay.
Yeah. That is something.
Mm-hmm. But also, so, Jimmy's homeboys came to his tux fitting, which I also found interesting. So I'm just like, why weren't these the friends that met Chelsea? But he's like, he gives this reason that they live in South Carolina. But I was like, but they can make it to the tux fitting?
Yep.
But, okay.
Very interesting. Very interesting. Yeah. In the end, they're sitting down. They're having a talk. Everything seems to be going good. I actually was like, oh, they look like really good friends.
Yeah.
At this amusement park together. Like, Chelsea she definitely has a personality that can be, like, one of the guys.
Yeah.
I mean.
Hell yeah, brother.
Exactly. And Jimmy seems to be, like, yeah, down with being one of the guys. So I was like, okay, I see a world of where they work. I do. But knowing everything. When they sit down and he just kills the vibe because he's like, you know, we haven't talked about, you know, the decision you want to make. He was like, what did he say? Did he even say what he was deciding on?
I think he made it seem like he was going to say yes.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. But Jimmy is an okie doke person. He wants to set her up. So I'm just like, you ask, and Chelsea's face changes. Like, she is scared to death of this conversation. She's like, why? And he's like, we haven't talked about it. And she's like, yeah, we haven't. So.
Yeah, I was a little shocked by her not wanting to, but I'm like, was she afraid that he was going to be like, I don't want to marry you?
Probably. You think she's not? Chelsea's a lot of things, but I don't think she's dumb. Like, right. I think she has looked at every bad possible scenario multiple times.
Right. I feel like they're going to be at the altar. It's going to be like Uncoupled a Thruple when Ash and Maximo and Becca and no one wanted to step forward. They're both just going to be waiting for the other one to say, I do.
Yeah. But, like, we haven't had any teasers of them at the altar.
Right, because we've seen AD,
right? And Amy and Johnny in the previous teasers.
Oh, so something might happen.
Something might happen.
Mm. And the way they ended it, the cliffhanger without us knowing Chelsea's answer.
I know. Oh, God.
I mean, she always comes across like she wants to make it work with him. If she's not in an argument with him, telling him how he doesn't love her enough and she doesn't believe him.
The addendums just keep going. Right. It's a whole other paragraph.
Right. I mean, no. I don't believe they're going to get married. I don't know who's going to say no or if they both say no, but I do not believe these two people are going to get
married. Whatever it is, I think this ending is going to be a catastrophe.
Period. I mean, their relationship has been a catastrophe the entire time. Like,
yeah.
Because even in the DR, they weren't good.
No, they weren't. Okay, so is this going to be the first time maybe that two couples are the only ones going to the altar?
How many did we have last season?
I don't know. I just know one married though.
I think we had two last season, okay, right? Okay. And only one got married, right?
Okay, it wouldn't be the first. Yeah. Damn, these are some dark seasons.
They are. It's like the longer the show goes on, the less like romantic, it just becomes like a train wreck of relationships and how they crumble.
I mean, it's the same producers as Married at First Sight, and that show, dark, so
not I stopped problem. Watching.
I stopped watching too. It was too dark.
Yeah, I stopped after Chris and Paige. Like, I couldn't And I know some people are saying that Clay is giving them Chris vibes.
I
don't get that because Chris made it very clear he was not attracted to Paige.
Exactly.
I think, you know, while I haven't seen Clay be as like vocal about how much he's attracted to AD, aside from her body, I'm like, Chris made it very clear he only was attracted to Paige's ass and that was it. Mm-hmm. And he didn't respect her at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, season six is a wild one. It'll be interesting for us to talk at the end of it of just like what we think this season is, how it stacks up in the history of the show. Yeah.
I mean, it's definitely better than last season.
Okay.
In my opinion.
Yeah.
Last season.
I mean, we're diving deep into a lot of things with this season, so I can at least say that.
Yeah.
And no couple broke up during the trip?
No. They all made it back to Charlotte.
They all made it back to Charlotte for better or worse. Maybe Jeremy.
For better or worse. Maybe Jeremy should have
actually went home.
I feel like he should have been like, this ain't going to work for me. Because I feel like he got home and nothing got better between them.
No. Oh, man. All right. I think we talked it all out.
We did.
We disagreed. We didn't fight, Quita. We had disagreement.
We each have our own perspectives of the world and of these couples.
Yes, yes. I feel like I'm going to be fighting for my life, though, in the next one. Subscribe, and keep an eye out. You know, where can people follow you?
Yeah, you can follow me on Instagram at @hello_Quita.
And I am Nicole Weaver. You can follow me, Nikki Bernice, across socials. But most importantly, I want you to follow Black Bi Reality across socials so you can keep in touch with everything we're doing. Like I said, we just wrapped up our Couple to Thruple recap. Please watch. Like, it's everything what this podcast is actually about. So please watch and enjoy the show and our recaps. We are also starting into a Survivor season. I talked about the premiere with Owen Knight from Survivor 43. And then The Traitors is still going. I had so many reality TV peeps for as a guest on that series. And coming up, I'll have another one. So close to the finale. About to wrap up. And yeah, we're still here talking about Love is Blind. So stay tuned with that. Bye.